Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the show. Crystal, welcome to second date. Hi, welcome to second date update.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
We're good. Thank you. And so let's get right to it. You're having a little bit of an issue as far as getting to a second date with Dexter.
Yeah, it's very weird. We met on Tinder, right? We agreed to meet up for drinks, and we did. And we had a really good time, actually, or at least I did. And then he ghosted me. I definitely was not expecting that.
Yeah. So tell us maybe, let's go back to the date itself, right? Like what happened on your date?
It was about 3 weeks ago now. We met at a bar. We hung out for, I'd say, about 2 hours, and I didn't think anything was bad. In fact, I really enjoyed myself. He said he had a good time and that he wanted to hang out again.
Okay, so that's interesting. Now, it's been 3 weeks, so obviously you know that it seems like a lot of time has passed. But let's go back to that night or that afternoon, Crystal. What did you guys talk about?
Usual first date stuff, you know, family, work, life. Pretty much the regular. Yeah. Nothing earth-shattering, you know?
Did anything out of the ordinary happen on the date while you were together?
I didn't think anything was too weird. The only thing that really comes to mind is at the end of the date, he was doing a lot of texting on his phone for a lot longer than I was comfortable with. But, you know, I felt ignored. But everything up until then was actually really good.
So, like, you're talking on the date, everything's going well, and then all of a sudden, like, his phone becomes more of the priority than you?
Exactly. Ooh. Exactly.
And did you...
He eventually put it away.
Yeah. Know? Okay. Was somebody trying to text... Did he explain it or say who he was talking to or what?
No. He literally ignored me. Yeah. He's just on his phone. But as I said, he eventually put it away. And then, like, 5 minutes later, he was like, well, I had a nice time, and then he was going to head home. I honestly didn't think too much of it in the moment, but in retrospect, I'm thinking maybe he was texting with another woman.
It's so funny, you know, when you've had all this time to think, you think of the worst, and then you go back to each moment, and you kind of, I don't know, you hash it out.
It?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. So we're going to see what that's all about, and we're calling Dexter now.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Dexter?
It's Dexter, but yes,
okay.
We're speaking.
Okay, I'm sorry if I mispronounced it, sir, but listen, we're Thunder and PT, and this is not a sales call or spam or robocall or anything like that, but we've got to tell you, Dexter, it's we're on the radio, and we're at 102.9 The Wolf, where we do the morning show, and I'll tell you the reason we're calling. It's because you went on a date a couple weeks ago. Would you be willing to come on and talk to us? Just for
Can you speak to my lawyer and get approval of this?
No, I don't know who your lawyer would be. And honestly, we really don't have that kind of. It's just we just have a couple of simple questions.
I don't think
honestly.
It's super. I mean, yeah, incriminating.
It's not invasive. Really, it's just trying to get a couple answers from you about somebody you went on a date with.
Okay.
And why you haven't called her back? Do you remember Crystal from 3 weeks ago? You went out, went to a bar. You hung out for about 2 hours. You there?
Yes.
Dexter. Okay.
Yeah.
PT, maybe you can.
Well,
maybe you can get to.
I mean, I guess, Dexter, the reality is, like, we do this thing called Second Date Update, and people reach out to us, like, if they had a great time with somebody and then haven't heard back from them. So.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
She was extremely boring.
Okay.
And what do you mean by that?
She was boring. We had nothing to talk about. There was no chemistry. There was nothing. She did not excite me the way I wanted to be excited.
All right.
And did you tell her that? I mean, so you were there for a couple hours, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, listen, Dexter, I'm not trying to make this any more awkward than it is, but Crystal contacted...
It's only awkward if you make it awkward.
Okay, yeah. All right, so then maybe you'd be willing to do this. Crystal contacted us, as PT mentioned, and told you just a second ago, and we've got her actually on hold, listening in to our conversation on the other...
What?
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely here, and I'm so sorry that I bored you. Listen, I was just nervous, and I didn't want to say anything embarrassing or weird. Like, I'm boring, thank you.
Well, I just don't think there was anything between us, you know?
Well, I didn't get that impression until, of course, at the very last few minutes, you know, and then you hopped on your phone on a date.
I don't know.
When you jumped on the phone, were you like... Were you texting something? I mean, were you texting somebody else? Or, you know, maybe another.
They contacted you. Were you responding, or were you initiating a text or call on your phone?
I was playing Words with Friends
while you were on a date with Crystal? Crystal.
I'm a very competitive man.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
that's
God.
All.
I'm so sorry. I could not. Clearly, I couldn't hold his attention because he's just so, you know, ADHD over here.
Crystal, what is it about Dexter that you found so alluring that you wanted to contact us to see him again?
I thought it was a good date. I enjoyed myself. I don't know what happened that changed him or turned him off so much, you know. I think this is a shame, but I will say this. Little tip, Dexter, maybe stay off your phone when you're on a date. It's super rude.
Well, the date was over in my head, so what else was I supposed to do?
Okay. So yeah, I guess I don't know if that's really cool.
You know what? You guys just hang up on this guy. He is a jerk, obviously. Well, and I'm glad he didn't call me for a second date.
Dexter, all right. And Crystal, not a bad idea. And seriously think, you know, would like to. But Dexter, anything you want to say in your defense before we let you go?
Oh, please. I did enjoy the meatloaf I ate.
All right. Okay. So, Dexter, thank you.
Yeah, Dexter, I mean, you know, maybe next time just say, like, hey, I don't think we have a thing. Like,
yeah.
It's not, I don't know, like, rather than leaving someone hanging, it's not that hard to say that, is it?
Or just say, hey, there's somewhere to go. At least, Crystal, here's the thing. Honesty, this is why sometimes honesty is the best policy, and you're finding this out now, because if he had told you, it's like, hey, I've got to run along, you'd be thinking, wow, maybe he does want to see me again, or if he would have said, yeah, I'll be in touch, let's do this again. But this way, you know that this is somebody you don't want to ever talk to, much less see again.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad there was closure here, but it was ridiculously rude and misleading. Why would you say, yeah, I had a good time, I want to see you again, only to jump on your phone and now to be all defensive and call me like I'm some type of weirdo and bored you? Okay, guy, whatever.
Before we let you go, did you feel an obligation to be like on the date? I feel like you gotta boogie out a little bit earlier, you know?
I was trying to stay out of the house.
Okay. Yeah. Stay out of your house, or just be okay? All right, we'll leave it at that. Okay, all right.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Stay out of the house. Okay, then go for a walk. I don't know. Anyway, Dexter. Okay, listen.
Thanks for taking the time, man.
Crystal, you were wonderful, and thank you, and best of luck out there. I know it's tough, but I just want you to know, Crystal, you are always welcome to join us again if you ever need to be on
Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They're playing Everything Country. Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.